A quarter of the way across the galaxy, Han Solo sipped at his mug and surveyed the semi-organized chaos flowing all around him.
"Didn't we," he quoted to himself, "just leave this party?"
Still, it was nice to know that in a galaxy busily turning itself upside down, there were some things that never changed. The band playing off in the corner was different, and the upholstery in the booth was noticeably less comfortable. But apart from that, the Mos Eisley Cantina looked exactly the same as it always had. The same as it had looked the day he'd first met Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi. It felt like a dozen lifetimes ago. Beside him, Chewbacca growled softly.
"Don't worry, he'll be here," Han told him. "It's just Dravis. I don't think he's ever been on time for anything in his whole life."
Slowly, he let his eyes drift over the crowd. No, he amended to himself. There was one other thing different about the cantina. Virtually none of the other smugglers who had once frequented the place were anywhere to be seen. Whoever had taken over what was left of Jabba the Hutt's organization must have moved operations off Tatooine. Turning to peer toward the cantina's back door, he made a mental note to ask Dravis about it. He was still gazing off to the side when a shadow fell across the table.
"Hello, Solo," a snickering voice said.
Han gave himself a three count before turning casually to face the voice.
"Well, hello, Dravis,"
he nodded.
"Long time no see. Have a seat."
"Sure," Dravis said with a grin. "Soon as you and Chewie both put your hands on the table."
Han gave him an injured look.
"Oh, come on,"
he said, reaching up to cradle his mug with both hands.
"You think I'd invite you all the way here just to shoot at you? We're old buddies, remember?"
"Sure we are,"
Dravis said, throwing Chewbacca an appraising glance as he sat down.
"Or at least we used to be. But I hear you've gone respectable."
Han shrugged eloquently.
"Respectable's such a vague word."
Dravis cocked an eyebrow.
"Oh, well, then let's be specific," he said sardonically. "I hear you joined the Rebel Alliance, got made a general, married a former Alderaanian princess, and got yourself a set of twins on the way."
Han waved a self-deprecating hand.
"Actually, I resigned the general part a few months back,"
Dravis snorted.
"Forgive me. So what's all this about? Some kind of warning?"
Han frowned.
"What do you mean?"
"Don't play innocent, Solo,"
Dravis said, the banter gone from his tone.
"No Republic replaces Empire. All fine and sweet and dandy. But you know as well as I do that it's all the same to smugglers. So if this is an official invitation to cease and desist our business activities, let me laugh in your face and get out of here."
He started to get up.
"It's nothing like that," Han told him. "As a matter of fact, I was hoping to hire you."
Dravis froze halfway up.
"What?"
he asked warily.
"You heard right,"
Han said.
"We're looking to hire smugglers.